Okay, we're doing the laws of Elul, and we discussed the preparations of Elul and how we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. And now we hit the eve of Rosh Hashanah. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say extra long slichos, as Ashkenazim. Some have the custom of fasting at least half a day. I wouldn't recommend that. Not for us, we're all starters here. I don't fast the eve of Rosh Hashanah. Fasting knocks me out. I want to save my kochot for Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to do averos on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I want to do many days, but most people on their fast, they're more edgy. So if you're going to help your mother or wife, or you're going to be around the kids all day, you don't want to be on your nerves ends. So for us, it's better to be careful what we say more on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. All of the month of Elul, instead of fasting, let's think of fasting with words. Let's think of what we say that carries more weight. So we say long slichos on Erev Rosh Hashanah. They run a few hours into the morning. You could say 2-3 hours. It's approximately the slichos in the morning, and then we daven shachrit, and then we do hataras nedarim. What's hataras nedarim? Hataras nedarim is a declaration that we want to annul all vows that we might have made during the year. A person could make a vow and he doesn't know it. A person starts learning Daf Yomi, and he says after 3 or 4 days, he says, "This is great. I'm doing this all year long. I'm going to learn this Daf Yomi." Well, if a person takes upon himself to do a positive thing, after he's done it 3 times, he's running into trouble. The guy shows up on time to me and 3 times in a row. And he says, "I'm going to do this for life." Okay, it's a good thing. But do you really want to take on a vow? So what we do in Hataras Nedarim is we say, I want to annul any vow I know about, I don't know about. If you know about the vows, so you should consult your local Orthodox rabbi to find out if you could really annul those vows. Here we say, what I know, I've already declared before rabbi, it's okay. What I don't know, I want to annul as well, and I want to make a declaration. After the annulment of vows, we make a declaration for the future. Yeah, should I forget this declaration and I'll stumble and I'll make a vow, I'm proclaiming now, I want to annul it. I'm making a declaration in advance. We do a Hataras Nedarim before 3 people. We convene a Beis Din, and the custom is to do it on the eve of Rosh Hashanah and on the eve of Yom Kippur. It's a good question. Maybe you did a neder in between. Maybe because Rosh Hashanah is when we're getting judged, so we want to clean everything, and Yom Kippur is just in case we're not one of those perfect individuals who have all their case sealed on Rosh Hashanah. No, there are maybe 1 or 2 in a generation, maybe, who get sealed on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we're not that 1 or 2. Maybe. Me, at least. So I do it again on Erev Yom Kippur. You know. So we do it on the eve of Yom Kippur also. Again, we annul our vows. Some do it only Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a good idea to do it Erev Rosh Hashanah. A lot of people delay for Erev Yom Kippur, but classically, Erev Yom Kippur is a far more hectic day than Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Yom Kippur, you want to get your meal in, you want to call everyone wishing an easy fast. Don't forget to call your parents on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
What counts the vow? Has to be verbally said or
technically, vow has to be verbally said, but for a good deed, a decision that's definitive is also considered a vow. Meaning, if a person decides in his heart he's going to donate £10,000 to this and this charity. If he really decides it, he's just looking for his checkbook to write that check, but he's made that decision, that could also constitute a vow. A definitive decision for a positive deed also can constitute a vow. So in all these instances, a person has to ask his rabbi, and the truth is, let's be wise, and we have to know that the Torah does not want us to make vows, and an intelligent person does not take on vows. He says, "I'll do it bli neder." You come to Machon Neir and you hear there's a good thing to daven vasikin, to wake up early in the morning and pray. Good thing, but it might kill your learning. So anything, any positive thing a person takes upon himself, he should say, "I'm doing it bli neder." Person decides he's only going to eat Chav Yisrael. He's only going to eat things that are sealed and signed Chav Yisrael. Great, good for you. Say bli neder. Maybe one day you'll be on a trip in the Golan where all you have are the chocolates that are not Chav Yisrael. Maybe you'll be in Switzerland and you won't have Chav Yisrael. Person should always say, "I'm going to try it." So don't be too big for yourself. A person should always limit it. What?
What was the blood?
Ah, okay. It was. It's on the verge of sinning. That's different. Okay.